In this one, political imamah, their focus is that they look at imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam as political figures only, merely political position holders, political figures. These Shias, they look at imams like this. Political struggle to attain political power in this world. This is their focus. How in the world can we attain the political power? How can we be part of that political structure that is in place? That is their only focus. Engage with political power hubs to gain political might through any means possible. Through any means possible. No matter what the compromise may be. At the end of the day, they need this political might and control and authority and position. And then they feel that our goal is achieved. So when we talk about their goals, attaining political power and control in this dunya. Through this political power, and this is important, they would allegedly benefit the believers and attain salvation. This is their key to salvation. Each category has their own different key, right? They say that through helping other mu'mineen, we're going to achieve salvation. And how do we help other mu'mineen? Through political power. And for that political power, even if we have to sacrifice Islam, we'll do that. They say their goal is to get closer to governments and politicians for personal and communal gains. These are the types of people. This mayor of UK, Sadiq Khan, I think. He's more Zionist than the ugliest Zionists, Sadiq Khan, supposedly. So these are the types of people who would actually sacrifice and trample over entire Islam, the basic tenets of Islam, to get a political power. In Iran too, they existed before the revolution. As Imam Khomeini used to call them, Darbari Mullah, right? They would kiss the hand of the wife of Shah with Imama and Abu Kaba, political power. And they say, allegedly, they will work for the betterment of Shia communities through this power attained. So again, if you notice, what they're essentially is saying is ends justify the means. That's what their maktab is. Ends justify the means. As long as we can get to these few goals that we have defined, we can care less whether the means are tahir or not, whether the means are purified or not. So these are usually very smart and sharp individuals, you know, Shia individuals, right? During the occultation, what are we supposed to do? They say imamah, institution of imamah, is dysfunctional, non-operational, and suspended for all practical purposes. It's just us here on the face of planet Earth. Political activism is what we do, which may not necessarily be in line with the Alawi principles of politics. So they would violate the principles defined by Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the principles defined by the principles of politics, defined by the Holy Quran and the Prophet of Allah. They would just trample over all of that. Oh, it's all obsolete. Put it aside. We need to get to that hadaf.